My wife just told me something very wise. She said, "Would you set that water down?" She said, "I know how you swing your arm."
What would you do without her?
I don't know. I'd be in bad shape. Fred, I told Fred a few minutes ago, we always want to come and thank and compliment messages. But I told him, son, buddy, I mean this. That blessed my heart. Wasn't that good? I mean, that was good. Good. I've heard men say we could go home now. I mean that. We really could. Fred, it was outstanding. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the 22nd chapter of the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22. I'd like to look at verse 6. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now this passage of Scripture tonight, I'm sure, is one that every believing, concerned parent for the eternal security of their children would desire to hear. I want to know what this Scripture has to say. I've got some kids, and I truly believe, by the grace of God, I believe I've got four kids. Gabe, Sarah, Hannah, Becca. I've got four kids. And I truly, if I didn't mean this, Mike, I wouldn't say it. I believe God saved them. I believe He has. I'm so thankful for that. But I've got some grandchildren. One great. And I pray God save them.
Yes, sir.
I pray the Lord please to save them. I want to know. I want to hear what God has to say concerning this promise right here. Now this scripture is one of great instruction. Now here's what it says. Train up a child in the way he should go. Train up a child in the way he should go. Now, which direction do you think a believing parent is going to try to direct a child to go? You look to the Lord. You seek God. You seek the Lord while He may be found. That's what you want. I looked up that word. Train up. And here's what it means. Here's that word. This is what that word means. It has to do with the mouth. That's one of the words in the definition. Mouth. Put it in the mouth. And then here's the rest of it. Give it a taste for. Put something in the mouth and give it a taste for it. And this is a passage of Scripture that gives some future assurance and comfort concerning that training. Listen to this. This is an absolute promise of success. Now, this is absolute. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. He won't leave it. He won't leave it. Doesn't say he might not leave it. It says he will not depart. Now, that's a pretty definite.
Amen.
Now, I'm just going to be honest with you tonight. Let's just all be honest about it. This is a very perplexing passage of Scripture. To many believing parents who've read it and longed for a right understanding of it, it did all they knew to do, being obedient, honorable before God to raise up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Here's what they didn't do. They didn't just leave them to themselves and say, well, now, you kids need to find your own way. Y'all, I want you to go out there and kind of explore. See, no, I'll tell you what they did. They brought them and they got them under the sound of the gospel.
Yes.
And they prayed for them. They taught them the scriptures. And we're going to read God's word tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to read the word of God. And then they disciplined them when they were disobedient and told them why they had to discipline them. When my kids were growing up, I'm telling you, you ask Gabe how many whippings he got a day. Gabe will tell you. He said, my dad whipped me every day, and he deserved it. But I tell you, this is what I'm going to do. Now, Gabe, and the other girls too, they weren't exempt. I said, now, I'm not going to whip you for a mistake, but for disobedience, you got one shot at it. And when I told him, lay down, face down on that bed, and he said, when I heard that belt popping when it was coming off, he said, I knew this is not going to go well. And I'm telling you, I'd whip him then. I'd put him in my lap, and I'd hug him, kiss him. And I said, Gabe, I love you. Now, you know that. But I'm not going to let you be disobedient. I said, if I don't whip you now, God's going to whip me later. I'll suffer later. And I teach them, and I tell them, I said, listen, I want you to know. I want you to understand. We're going to sit. You're going to come. You're going to sit. You're going to listen. But by the grace of God, the Lord pleased to bless it. But then there's times when parents have done that very same thing. They've done the same thing. Raised them, brought them to church, little kids. You know, they hear the gospel. You know, you never know. Who knows? Peradventure, the Lord might be pleased. Might be pleased to give them an ear to hear, and you want them to. But as often the case is, how many do all of us know that kids, and then they got older and they left, and there were two boys that I know of, Adam and Eve. There was a Cain and an Abel. Solomon. Solomon, here, the scripture sets forth Solomon was one son of David, and he had another son. David had another son, Absalom. And then you look and you hear Isaac, he had a Jacob and he had an Esau.
Yes,
let me ask you this. How many of these dads do you think taught these kids the gospel? How many godly parents? I mean, I'm not talking about parents that just decided, well, we're going to just go to church somewhere. But I'm talking about parents that sat under the gospel and heard a preacher of the gospel of God's grace preach Christ and had their children sit there. And at times they'd leave and felt the sting of sorrow, feeling somehow I've done something wrong. I don't know what I did. But my kids, well, knowing that God's word is sure, let's consider just for a few minutes. This is the word of God.
Amen.
And it's not maybe. It's yea and amen.
Yes.
I know that. So let's just look just for a minute and see what does the Lord have to say. Train up a child. It does mean teach him, catechize him. It does mean that. As I said before, put in his mouth, this is the heart of that trained up, put in his mouth and give him a taste for. Now think about what's being said. Put something in his mouth spiritually and give him a taste for it. Somebody said, I've done that. And I see no result. It just doesn't seem as though. Well, obviously there's something that we've missed here. Child that does not bow to this word right here. Now here's the truth. A child that does not bow to this word right here has never been trained. Train up a child in the way he should go. And let me tell you what we can do. We can bring them to hear the truth. We can read God's word to them. We can pray for them. We can instruct them. Follow after Christ. Walk after him. Exhort them to seek the Lord. But let me tell you what we can't do. We can't train them. We can't train them. We can't train them. We can't give them. We can't give them a taste for Christ. You can do all that you can. Let me ask you this: scripturally speaking, what is required for anyone? Now, let's just not talk about just kids. Let's talk about all of us here, youngest to the oldest. What does it take to train up any of us? Not just a child, but us. What's it going to take to train me up? I'll tell you what it's going to take for me to be trained. Almighty God is going to have to give me a new heart.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
this is what's going to, it's for me to have a taste for Christ. A hunger and a thirsting after righteousness. This is what it's going to take. God's going to have to do something for me that I can't do for myself and I can't do for my kids. I want God to save my grandchildren, my kids. But I can't train them. I can't give them a taste for it. I can't give them a taste. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I wish I could put that in my kids and grandkids, don't you? I wish I could put that there. But you know what, Mike? If I could, I'd brag on it. I did that. I did that. What's it going to take for a child to be trained up? What is it going to take? Now, let me tell you what it's going to take. First of all, God is going to have to love him with an everlasting love. God's going to have to love him. That's what's going to happen. Almighty God is going to have to love that child, that sinner, your little granddaughter. That's what it's going to take. For a child to be trained up, God's going to have to love them. God's going to have to, the Father is going to have to put them in Christ, secure, kept. That's what it's going to take. For a child to be trained up, God's going to have to set his affection on that child from before the foundation of the world. Love that child and accept him in the beloved. This is what it's going to take. All of that child's guilt, from the oldest of us children to the youngest of us children, all of us now. Almighty God is going to have to make his blessed Son sin for that child and put away that guilt. Put it away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's going to have to love him, elect him, and choose him, put him in Christ for safekeeping, the surety, and the surety is going to have to come into this world and bear his guilt in his own body and put it away under the judgment, that's what you said, Fred, under the justice and judgment of Almighty God. The law is going to have to be honored.
Yes.
Honored for that child. And in time, the Spirit of God is going to have to cross his path with the gospel. And that faithful parent that brought him under the sound of the gospel and put him there and prayed, Almighty God, have mercy on my children. And if it pleases God, God's going to cross his path and give that child a new heart.
Amen.
And teach him. And train him. And give him a taste for.
Yeah.
There's a remnant. I can tell you this according to the election of grace. And they're objects of God's mercy. And I can tell you this, the Lord's going to save his people. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. These are fallen sons of Adam, predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Sheep. That's who they are. They come into this world lost sheep, but they're sheep. Other sheep I have, they're not of this fold. Them I must bring. And these sheep, these sons, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son. And these that the Lord's everlastingly loved, He's going to fetch them, just like He did Mephibosheth. I love that story. Is there any of the house of Saul that I can show mercy to, for Jonathan's sake?
Amen.
Well, there's this one boy. He's lame on both of his feet. He's over in Lodibar. Well, you go fetch him.
Amen.
That's what we'd say, amen. Go fetch him. You bring him to me. You're going to sit at my table. Whenever it pleases the Lord, God goes and gets him. That's what he's going to do. And He saves them by grace, and He trains them. He trains them. I tell you, they hear that message, and the Spirit of God blesses it to their heart, and they have a taste for Christ. Why? Because God's given them life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do all we can. We do all we can do. But I can tell you, it's going to have to be like when Lydia was sitting there listening to Paul. And what happened? The Lord opened her heart. And God trained her. And she attended. She attended to the Word. Isn't that right? She attended to the words spoken by Paul. I've always heard people say this. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can bring a child to hear the gospel, but you can't make him be trained. God's going to have to be. God's going to have to. What does it say? John 6:45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God.
Amen.
Everyone therefore that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Amen.
I need God to train my kids.
Yes.
Amen.
The Lord spoke of Abraham and his children, Genesis 18:19, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord, do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken. There were some Jews that started claiming, you know, well, we're sons of Abraham. That scripture right there says Genesis. I know him, talking about Abraham. He will command his children, his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord. That's what some of those Jews told the Lord. We're Abraham's children. The Lord said in John 8:39, they said, the Lord said, if ye were Abraham. I know you can trace your lineage back to Abraham. I know that. But spiritually, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham.
Yeah.
So now, knowing that God's going to have to train up a child. I can give him some instruction. I can tell him. I can pray for him.
Yeah.
But I can't give him a new heart. I can't give him a taste for it. That's what it means. You train him up. You give him a taste for it. Y'all know why you're here tonight? You know why? You got a taste for this. When you hear the gospel, when you hear Christ exalted, I hear what you just preached. I think, oh, that tastes good. That tasted good. Train up a child in the way he should go. Now, obviously, what's the way he should go? Well, the Lord answered that in John 14:6, didn't he? He said, I am the way. I am the way. You train up a child in the way he should go. Go in his way, following after him. He is the truth and the life. And when he is old, now here's what it means. If God trains up a child, in the way he should go, when he is old, in years, now what does it say? He will not depart from it. He won't turn aside. He won't reject what God's taught him. God, why? Because he's kept by the power of God through faith. If someone appears as though that they're here and they leave, you've had them leave, we have too. Walter, Mike, you have too. Why did they leave? They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But if God trains up a man, God trains up a child, when he's old, he will not depart from it. Why? Because God says, I give them eternal life. They will never perish. Never. But in closing, I want to leave you with something else here that's very, very precious. There's something especially precious in this last promise. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, you're just going to have to till you can get to a concordance and look up what I'm about to say. Because believe me, I try to make sure I look up these words, make sure I know what I'm talking about. Because somebody's going to check it. You can write this one down. That's right. He will not depart from it. Now this book. This book that I'm preaching out of is the book of Proverbs. It's an Old Testament book. And it's written in Hebrew. It's Hebrew. So what I do, I don't speak Hebrew. So I just get me a lexicon and a concordance. I start looking the words up. All of these words in that passage of Scripture, right there. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from. Every one of those words are written in Hebrew. But the last word, it. When you go to look up that word, Fred, there's no Hebrew word for it. You try to look it up, and it immediately refers you to Greek. It's a Greek word. And the Greek word, as soon as you look it up, here's the Greek word. Alpha. Here's the word. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Here is the one who is eternity. The one who cannot lie. He that declares the end from the beginning. The beginning and ending of all things. God who is in the heavens and He's doing that which He pleases to do. Whatsoever He's been pleased. He's the Alpha. He's the beginning and ending of creation, providence, salvation. And here's what the Holy Spirit has said. That's who wrote this. Solomon just penned it. The Spirit of God wrote this. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from Christ. That's what he said. That's what he said. We can bring our kids to hear the gospel. We can train them. We can discipline them when they're disobedient and not listening. Take them out when you need to and spank them. Say, now listen, you're going to have to sit still. You're going to want you to listen to this. You pray for them. Read them the scriptures. But Mike, I can't give them a taste for it. But I can tell you this, on the authority of this word, if God trains them, when they're old, they're going to still be trained and they're going to still be taught and they're going to still be kept. And on the authority of the Word of God, they will never depart from Christ.
That's right.
Because there He is. This is some encouragement to me. I pray God bless this to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.